Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth, and Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my glorious gigglers?
That was a good one.
Sweet, very sweet.
They're regal and they are the moment.
Yes, they are.
You have a headache?
I do have a headache.
I had it, not to make it about me.
Yeah.
But I had a headache.
But here we are.
Here we are. Two days ago, it was 3 o'clock and I was like, I was being, you know, when you're like main character energy about your headache, like nothing else in the world matters but your headache.
Pretty
like,
much any ailment, I would say.
The world needs to stop because I have a headache.
Yeah.
And Dez was like, are you okay? And I was like, it's a PMS headache. Like it happens before my period. And then he was asking me questions. He's like, have you drank water? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, just like every other day, it's not that.
Right.
And then he goes, I think it's a caffeine headache. And I'm like, I'm not addicted to caffeine. And he was like, I think you are.
I'm having a caffeine headache right now.
It happens right around this time of the day.
They're the worst headaches in all of America.
Like, it makes migraine look like a walk in the park.
I have a confession to make, and I have tried to avoid this for a really, really long time. But when you're in the suburbs, you act like a suburb bitch. Like, you try and avoid it, but it just, like, happens to you. So I'm walking through a Dick's Sporting Goods the other day. Don't even.
You're like, this is so different than Zara. Is there a makeup section
walking
in the back
through Richard's
no one goes to?
Sporting Store.
Okay.
And I see a Stanley, and as I'm like walking, I was buying sneakers, and as I was walking up to the counter, I was like, fuck it, I'm buying the Stanley.
Yeah.
And I bought it.
It's like $80.
No.
It's a cup for a man child.
I didn't realize till I was like checking out and I saw the thing. And I can't be like, no, I don't want that because it's like so embarrassing. Yeah. But I was like, I guess. I was like, for a cup?
I could go to McDonald's, get a large Diet Coke, and then reuse it.
I beg your pardon. Like,
who's Stanley? Who's Dick? What's all this like toxic masculine energy happening?
So I bought a Stanley, and I'm not gonna lie, it changed my whole life.
How?
I feel so hydrated.
But like, how often are you peeing, and how is that taking away from your life?
I'm peeing. I'm not kidding. Every 25 minutes.
I don't have time.
Yeah.
I don't have the time.
You would freak out.
You know what girl math is? Figuring out how much to drink so you don't have to pee, but you don't die.
Like, I've laid on the couch before and calculated how long I have until I have to go to the bathroom, yeah. like, to the point where, like, I'm going to be hurt.
Like, when I'm flying on planes, I purposely won't drink so I don't have to get someone up on the aisle
well,
to
yeah.
pee. Like, peeing on a plane is a problem. Yeah. You're kind of a bitch if you have to pee on the plane. It's like, did you not plan well?
Well, I'm a window person.
I know. So am I.
So.
I just have to fall asleep.
Yeah, I fall asleep. I've never really experienced the aisle where someone, like, has to keep getting up.
When I'm in the aisle, the person always makes me get up.
Is Des an aisle guy?
Yes.
Yeah, so is Craig.
There's little things that make couples compatible. People
yeah.
don't talk about that enough.
Yep.
If we were both window, it would be divorce.
No, you'd have to break up.
Yeah.
Because I have to lean my head
yes.
against the window to yes. fall asleep.
Yes.
Because I'm a small child.
Yes.
And you need to survey.
You have to protect me.
Of what's going on.
And you have to, even though I'm asleep, still get me a snack.
Well, if they said no to the snack while you're asleep, they hate you.
No, that's like, why don't you just punch me in the face? They're cheating.
Why don't you go fuck my sister?
Why don't you fuck the stewardess and in the bathroom that smells like anyway, what?
This just reminded me of it, but you know, like when we do that thing where we go back and forth.
You mean a conversation? You know the thing where you say something and then I say something, then you listen and then you say something back? Yeah.
Yes, that exactly nailed it. Did you notice that Trevor, now that he was just on Giggly Squad, made a video and the guy's name in the video of like his character's name was Brixton? But I feel like he got that from us.
He also made a video about thrifting.
Is he the third member of Giggly Squad?
I do want to say thank you, everyone, for letting a man speak on the pod. And I think people had fun with it. We yeah. don't – guests are not our thing. We don't do guests.
No.
Occasionally, if we think it's going to be like a really spicy, fun, interesting thing, we bring them on. But we're not asking them questions. We're not interested in them as people.
I'm not going to lie. Craig was
– Jelly?
Jelly. He was like,
what did he say?
He was like, wait, you guys don't do gas. He told me we don't do gas.
I was like, and okay, I was like, he's producing the pod now.
I was like, I know we don't do guests. And he was like, but you're having a guest on.
Did you put me under the bus? You were like, I didn't even know Hannah scheduled it.
No, I said, we're having a male comedian on. It's like, not a guest.
You're so,
and he
you're
goes,
so horrible.
He goes, I go for a male perspective. He goes, I'm a male. I could have a perspective. I go, he's a male comedian. You're not coming on the pod. He's like, okay.
You go do stand-up for 12 years and then talk to me.
I was like, we're not just having some rogue guy off the street to give his perspective.
This is the thing. You keep Craig on his toes because you're like, you need to be better.
He goes, the poor thing. Honestly, the poor thing. I go, you're not a male comedian. He goes, I know. You remind me every day. Go as long as you're getting it.
I do think, though, and Giggler, speak up if you're against this because we will listen. Des and Craig... When we have, like, I think we have, like, 2 weeks off a year or something.
Yeah.
Which we forget to do because we just, what do we do without Giggly Squad? We have no life. But if
no,
we do.
We literally podcasted last year on Christmas, I feel like.
People like, are like, stop podcasting and talk to your families. So if we have a week off, we're going to have Craig and Des take over. And Des will be me.
Okay.
Craig will be you. And we give them all our notes for what we would say and then let them just wing it.
Wait, I love it so much.
I think that would be so funny.
No, we have to do it.
I feel like they'd have good chemistry.
I feel like they would. I feel like it would just be stupid. Like, so stupid.
But
so stupid.
We'll let them take the mic eventually. So, Craig, we're not ignoring you. You know how I'm delusional where I think I could be, like, a star chef and no one would know?
No, it's actually one of my favorite things about you now. I've been telling everyone.
Like, I will literally just, I will figure out a
yeah.
meal and I'll be, like,
your
sweet,
Michelin,
salty, done.
Yeah.
And just throw it on the plate with some weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm delusional where I think... that I could do a catwalk. Do you know how you see those videos of they're like, and leg out, and hip, and they make it like it's this like-
More passion.
More footwork. More passion. More footwork. Right leg. Left leg.
Like
right
you
leg,
think.
Left leg. I don't think it's hard.
Okay.
I think you need a little attitude that makes it good.
Okay.
Obviously, it helps if you're 6'2 and you can walk in heels. But like-
right.
The way that they talk about it, like it's such an art, they're like, Gigi walks like this, but then this is a real walk, how Naomi does it, and this is bad walk, how Kendall does it. And I'm like, look.
I've been walking for
30 years. I started walking at 9 months old, and people don't talk about it. When did you start walking? Do you know?
I have no idea. I was probably carried a lot of places, I feel like.
Ariana
if I
Grande.
Know me, I was carried most places.
Ariana Grande with her bodyguards to
sometimes
this day.
Sometimes I will see a child now. Yeah. At 30, oh my God, I'm almost 31. At 31, I will see a child in a stroller and be jealous and envious.
Oh, and you look at them and you're like, you don't even fucking know.
I'm like,
you're
fucking
taking this for granted.
Yeah, I used to sit in a stroller too.
I would look at you like, look at you walking, dumb
There's
bitch.
One day where it's just the last time you sit in your stroller and you don't even know it. And that's so sad. One day you never get back in your stroller.
No, one day it's totally normal. The next day they gaslight you and they're like, are you a baby?
Yeah, one day.
That's for babies.
Yeah. Oh, don't even.
You know, people are like, yes. Are you a babe? And you're like, yeah, I'm fucking crying.
One day your mom's just like, fucking walk.
One day the universe goes, you have to get your steps in. So I delusionally think that it's not hard to do the catwalk.
Okay.
I think some people like have it or you don't, but yeah. I don't think it's, like, this magical thing. And I'm sounding cunty. Like, I don't appreciate women in the art, but, like,
right.
They'll show, like, how professional is she? Like, a girl's walking and her heel breaks and she keeps going. And I'm like, people have done harder things. People have overcome worse.
I feel
worse.
Like, also, one of the main reasons you can't go to Fashion Week and you can't sit front row is, like, your second brain would be like, what if I just kicked her? Like, what if I just... What if I just got out there and I walked?
They go, a protester's up here. She doesn't look like she's protesting anything. She's doing a very weird walk. She's delusional. And she has a very long torso. We've never seen a torso like this. Large legs.
There's no commentator.
Strong legs.
Sturdy. This model is sturdy.
No, but like when they show the girl who like part of their heel breaks and she keeps walking, I'm like, that's yeah. me on a Thursday.
Right.
And I'm dancing. Like I'm getting low. I'm getting up. I'm doing the worm.
You're just going to work. You're just walking down Third Ave.
Literally. Mm-hmm. So I do think people are like really mean about people's walks. And I'm like, let's just calm down. And let them be. And I think models are great, like, not necessarily for the walk. Like, it's because they're stunning and 6'2 or whatever. Do you think you could do a model walk?
I think I could do it. Yeah. I think that there's definitely, like, practice that goes into it. But I feel yes. like I've trained in my childhood bedroom so many times that I could do it. I think we should do...
A catwalk off?
Yeah.
I just think, obviously, it takes practice.
Right.
I don't think it's, like... It's one of those things, like, for example, tennis, where, like, you could train for a week and suddenly you're great. Like, you can't do that with tennis.
Right.
Like,
you
it takes
can do
years.
That with walking.
I think walking. When I was 9 months old, I started walking. That was demonic. Like, you should not be that little.
What is the
and
age?
Walking.
This, okay, this is the another thing. I have no maternal.
Like,
what is the age?
I think it's, like,
age?
11 months to 13 months.
Okay.
But, like, walking at 9 months was free. Like, that's why they put me into tennis. They were like, we've never seen this before. But I was like, Chucky. Like, you should not be that tiny and running yeah. around the apartment. People were like, someone grab that crazy little animal.
I feel like I definitely wasn't doing that.
But I think, like, the hip is just the hip, straight. Someone was like, kind of like, didn't walk in a straight line. They tried to come for her. And I'm like, we're walking.
I just feel like I have such a different perspective because I've seen you fall so many times.
I actually can't walk in heels, like, which is the funniest
no.
part.
No, like, I've literally. Seen you fall so many times just existing, just this, standing.
Okay, hot take. Modeling should involve more falling. I want to be a full contact sport. There was rumors that like Giselle had some girl who was competitive with her who like cut up her heels before the show. So when she started walking,
the
straps just like fell off. I want to see WWE walking.
That's a premeditated murder. That's insane.
Call small claims court.
I'd literally sue.
So that's what I want to see. Like, put people in difficult things and can they survive the catwalk? That's the reality TV show I want to watch. Like, America's Next Top Model, I think I could have competed.
I think you could have.
Not based on looks, based on
no,
like.
No, I think you could have. I had someone tell me a story this week and it was like a legitimate story and they were like, and then I think I'm going to take them to small claims court. And I don't think anyone can say that to us.
Without us laughing.
Without us dying. And she was like, yeah, okay, I know, I get it. But, like, but seriously, I might have to go to court. And I'm like, wear our merch.
Not going to lie, I hope we don't ever actually go to small claims court because the judge will be like, you're going to jail for the way you've disrespected
this
courtroom.
There's just 200 gigglers in the audience being like, we object. Okay?
Were you even there, judge?
We're like, model off right now. Model walk off. And we'll decide this here and now.
Do you think you could have done America's Next Top Model?
I only wanted to do it every single year of my entire life.
Yeah.
There was a open casting call at my local mall
one
year.
Why did I hear open casket when you said that? I was like, what?
No, that's very, That's diabolical. Open casting call at my local mall 1 year.
Everyone used to be discovered at malls in the 90s. Right. That was like the thing.
So 90s. Yeah. I feel like I went to the mall all the time. No, never once approached.
Not a kidnap.
Nothing.
Just an Auntie Anne's pretzel.
And a lemonade. Duh. If you're going to Auntie Anne's and you're not getting the lemonade.
People don't talk about it enough.
People don't talk about it. What was I saying?
Oh, you almost went to a casting call? You did go to a casting call?
No, there was one and I didn't go. But it wasn't that great of a story. But I think there was a height requirement and I literally couldn't go.
Yeah.
I think you did have to be 5'7".
You should have been like a guy on Hinge and just lied about the 4 inches.
You
did I want to get yelled at by Tyra? Yes. Mm. When they would be like, okay, you're underwater and you have to keep your face calm. I would be like practicing. Like if I ever had to be in underwater, shoot.
My favorite TikToks are just like the really, really bad episodes that like in what world?
After
like canceled.
Reality TV, I know for a fact they did some people dirty. Like they'd choose the best photo and they would choose like a horrible photo of like their hands look like twisted.
What
and,
about
like,
when they did makeovers? They ruined people, ruined lives.
Shaved heads.
No.
The girl would be like, the only thing I want to keep is my hair. Right. And they'd be like, you know what would be crazy?
We shaved it and dyed it blonde.
We shaved it and dyed it blonde.
And then you look like Justin Bieber.
They did wild stuff.
Wild.
Some people would look good, but they did ruin lives. How did we get here? How are you doing?
Good. I have to say one thing, and like I don't want it to be like it's an unpopular opinion, and I also
I love
don't
how to preface everything with like 30 minutes of explanation.
And I don't want
I really like her. I think she's amazing. She's iconic.
Wait, who was I just talking shit about? Wait, I was just talking shit about someone with one of my girlfriends, and we literally were being that, like, sad.
Like, no, she's, you know, she's a great
she
friend
was like, no,
to other
I'm
people.
I'm obsessed with her.
Obsessed with her.
She's, and I was like, no, I want to be her, but she's
her.
The problem. She was like, no, she's literally
amazing.
The more
amazing. You preface how much you like someone, the more ruthless, out-of-pocket thing you're about to say about them.
I'm like, I think she should be committed. Gorgeous hair.
If we both agree that we love someone, it's about to get bad. So what are you going to say?
So I don't want this to be taken the wrong way. And I don't want people to think that I'm saying this just because I want to go against the grain. Travis Kelce has given me the full ick. Like, I have full ick from him. I can't watch him on red carpet anymore.
Well, now that the fact that his podcast is ranking above Giggly Squad every week.
It's
thirsty.
It's so not that it's like, okay, obviously we don't compete in like his podcast category. What do they talk about? Like what?
Well, all the Swifties are going to it and he keeps like he's not talking about her, but he is talking to her about her. So he'll say the most general thing like, yeah, it's been a real whirlwind. And then all the Swifties will listen. And then they're getting like the fact that a woman is helping a man.
It just gives this like Midwestern like, oh my God, I'm such a nice guy, but yeah. I don't believe it.
I mean, he did have a dating show back in the day. He likes attention and that's fine. So do we.
For sure.
But the earrings unnecessary. The earrings overcompensated for something.
No,
I actually, we did kind of, we joked about how we cheated. Like he's a cheater. He looks like a cheater. And then a girl messaged me and she was like, Taylor Swift has great taste in men. How dare you attack Travis Kelce? He's a great guy. But, like, I get it. It's fandom. We love Taylor, and the more people support her, amazing.
Right.
But
I feel like I have some fans, and we'd all agree I have the worst taste in men.
So. I was like, I know a lot of amazing, incredible women out there who have made terrible decisions with men,
horrible.
Including myself.
Yeah, I mean, just
myself.
Beyond.
It makes her a relatable queen that she's going for Travis Kelce.
Right.
But did you see her his mom went on that show?
Oh, yeah. What was it? The
Today Show.
Yeah.
The show. The show of today. The show of yesterday, tomorrow, today.
She wasn't answering questions about Taylor or she said something rude about Taylor. What were people freaking out?
So if you watch it, I didn't see context, but they said, how was it in the room with Taylor?
Yeah.
And she does this weird thing and she goes, it was okay.
Ooh.
So she could have said, it was fine, or it was a great time. Like, that's not talking about, but she goes, it was okay.
Okay.
And then they kind of started awkwardly laughed, and then she rolled her eyes, the mom. Now, look, I love a sassy mom.
Yeah.
I love a mom that's making Taylor work for it.
Right.
All we know, maybe they've broken up. Maybe she isn't a fan of it. All I know is there's two sides. People are either like, she does not like this whole Taylor thing, or she's protecting Taylor. But, like, she did it in a shady way, which, you know, hilarious.
I have a hot take. As someone who has a mom who's obsessed with her son.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that, like, Taylor coming to the game, yes, she's getting, like, so much attention, as she should. She's the superstar here. She's, like, the A-list celebrity who, like, is happens to be giving him, like, a little bit more
attention
than he would normally get.
A lot more.
Right. I have a feeling that the mom is like, okay, but we're here for my son's game.
Yeah.
And, like, you're kind of taking all this attention.
Like,
it's about
women in the arts.
No, let's.
I totally understand a boy mom.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't. I've never.
Well, you have one.
I've butter.
No, you have a mom who has a son, is what I'm saying.
I'm her favorite. No, I mean, yeah, Daniel is
right,
her everything.
But yeah.
It's true. I mean, especially Italian moms, the boys.
Right.
Can
I just
do no
feel
wrong.
Like they have, like, a different relationship.
I guess I could see that perspective of her being like, let's talk about, you know, my great son. But it's like, you're not on the show because of your son. You're on the show because,
right.
And also you
oh,
should
right,
be so
not on
proud.
The Today Show.
You should be proud that your son got the attention of such an incredible woman.
Right.
But we also, I think she's hilarious, his mom. I love that she's just in this firestorm.
Could you imagine?
And she's such, she also looks similar to Taylor Swift's mom.
It's also crazy to have two children, both of your offspring become professional athletes.
And playing the Super Bowl together.
Like against each other? What are the odds?
I heard a crazy conspiracy theory about Taylor Swift.
What is it?
Oh, you'll like this one. You might have even seen it. That she went to the Jets game. Mm-hmm. So that when people Google Taylor Swift Jets, all of her negative press around her using her jet, how it's bad for the environment, is now out of the algorithm. And it's all photos of her in the jet game instead of how much she uses her private jet.
If anyone wants to come at me for how much I'm using my private jet, I don't care about them. I want someone to come at me for using a private jet.
We'll deal with the problem if it ever happens.
Like, that sounds like an amazing problem and a strongly worded email I'd love to send. You know, like, you're checking up on my private jet usage. Let me tell you what I think about you.
Maybe also.
But also great PR.
Great PR. Maybe also deep down, you know, if, like, a girl cozies up to you too quick as the mom, like, if a girl's dating your brother and she's like, cozying up to you and you're like, you're not in the family yet.
There was one moment where my dad, like, complimented one of my brother's girlfriends right in front of me. And let's just say we never saw her again. I was like, excuse me?
I just, you know, so maybe the mom felt like she knew there was videos on them. Taylor's putting her arm around her. Like, maybe she was kind of like, don't let. But also, I'm stirring the pot right now a little.
For sure.
For sure. I'm hungry for a stew.
So anyway, that's how I feel about Travis Kelce.
So you're like, but also Travis Kelce's not your type.
No, he's really not. I would put him in the same bucket as like a Channing Tatum, and he's also kind of not my type.
Yeah, they're my types, except I can't. Football players, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't even want to put my kids in football ever because it's not good for their brains.
No, I know, and they've already got enough problems.
It's literally like gladiator. Chris, did you play football?
No.
That's why you're a great podcast producer.
Because you can think.
Because you can think. Oh, I had something really awkward happen to me. Actually, right outside.
Like,
right there. Like two
like
blocks
10
away.
10 minutes ago or like a different day?
A different day, but same geography. I'm walking down the street and this young, cool girl, and I'm with Dez. She's walking by and as she passes me, she says something to me. I heard her say, "You're really pretty."
Okay.
And I literally blush, and I go, thank you. And I look at Dez, and I go, she just said I was really pretty. And he goes, no, she didn't. Because No, it wasn't
what did she?
That. She didn't say anything mean. He goes, she said, you're really funny.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, no, she said I was really pretty. And he was like, I think is a way better chance she said you're really funny. And I go, what the fuck does that mean?
But no, then if you my look that's at, exactly
if you do the girl math, I've actually never been stopped by and said, I'm really pretty. There have been some older women who have been like, are you a model? And I'm like, you are blind. You didn't put your contacts in.
They were
in.
Commenting on your mom's Facebook. Yeah. She's a model.
Oh, Hannah looks like a model. It's like a blurry photo of me.
But it's like you showing your catwalk on Instagram stories. Nana's like, I think she's walking in a show. She's a model.
So Des was like, she said you're really funny. And I go, so you don't think there's any chance she said I was really pretty? And he was like, I didn't hear that. And first, I realized I'm delusional because for a second I was like, a random girl just stopped me on the street to tell me how gorgeous looking I am. But that's not the case.
So did you fight with Des after?
It was a little awkward. Yeah. The vibes weren't great.
I feel like the vibe had to have been off after that.
Like, I feel
that.
Like that's when you fucking lie to your wife and you go, you're like, yeah, she said that. She a girl stopped you, said you were really pretty. And I even looked at, like, you know, the store window walking by.
Right,
and I'm like,
and you're like,
I could see
no,
that.
She's right.
I could see at an angle. I could see her being quickly like
blown away.
Because, I mean, not to like compare each other, but I feel like people would stop you and be like, you're really pretty. Like, I see, like, a little girl walk up to you and be like, princess. Like, no one's ever done that to me.
You know what? It's so funny because the other day I was walking down the street and I feel like there was, like, a 12 – maybe he was, like, 11 years old, like, a boy with his family walking toward me. But I feel
he
like –
he became a man.
Yes. Like, I feel
exactly
like I was
what you
involved
mean.
In a moment where it was, like, the first time he had seen, like, oh, wait, I think I like – women and women that look like her. And I was like, you're welcome. I hope you have a great rest of your
learned,
life.
I hope we learned something today. I hope you have a great rest of your life. Be nice. Use a condom.
I was so like, I felt equal parts violated, equal parts like, you're welcome. You know?
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold. Summer is too much pressure. But spring just, I love doing spring cleaning. I love getting rid of things. I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. This episode of Giggly Squad is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different things that stress us out, trigger us, and if you're like me, then you keep it all bottled up and then one day you just explode. But let's not do that. because there's just so many things that the men will do before they go to therapy, but we're women, so let's get into it. If you're looking for an excuse to start therapy, then here it is. BetterHelp is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
So if appointments after work are better for you, or maybe in the middle of the day is best for your schedule, you can make it happen with BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GigglySquad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GigglySquad.
I had a little confusion.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Speaking of confusion, I've gone my whole life confusing Warren Buffett and Jimmy Buffett. I thought they were the same person.
Okay, wait. Jimmy Buffett is a professional music soccer player.
No, he's a country singer, right?
Yes.
So he died, right?
Yes.
And everyone, I was like, oh my God, like how much
recently, right?
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, like the businessman died. And yeah, everyone was like, he sang country. And I was like, oh, did he like sing country on the side? Like that was his hobby after he made like all that money.
Warren Buffett has a side hustle of just country singing.
I was like, Jimmy Buffett's dead. And I was like, who's getting
is
all the
Warren
money?
Is Warren Buffett alive? Yes.
Yeah. But like, I didn't know they were two different people.
I hope Warren Buffett hosts the CMAs this year. And I hope you do the red carpet.
Did you know that Warren Buffett and Jimmy Buffett were different people?
I actually did know that.
Why do you know so much about Warren Buffett?
I don't know. I just asked if he was alive. I have no idea. I know that he's like a businessman. I know he has white hair. And I know that like guys love him, you know?
They love referencing him on podcasts.
They love talking. There's a few things that like guys, yeah, love talking about.
They were doing like Jimmy Buffett quotes and I was like, no financial advice. That's weird.
I was like a really sentimental song lyrics. And you're like, what about my 401k? What am I here for? What pod is this?
Also, you know, we've done over 150 podcast episodes on Giggly Squad. I forgot to tell us. It was a couple episodes ago. I wrote down 150 and I...
Wait, that's kind of crazy. Let's try and think about how many hours we've legit talked to each other.
It's a miracle. It's crazy. But I have to say, I feel like we're so much closer now than we were like when we first started.
For sure.
Even though we thought we were really close.
Right.
We're like a different kind of closeness.
Yeah.
Now we literally have like...
Similar brains. Yeah.
Like something will happen and I know how, like what you would say about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have like full conversations without talking.
Yeah.
And we do that with the Gigglers too.
Yeah, we do.
What am I doing for fall nails?
It's actually funny. I have a nail appointment tomorrow. I'm going red.
Okay, I'm going to go. It might be time to go back to Giggly Green.
Okay.
It might be time to Giggly Green, maybe with some chrome.
Are you going light green, dark green? What's the vibe?
I like an emerald green, maybe with chrome. Okay. But also, I have to say, I'm so obsessed with French manicures because you can grow it out so long and no one could tell. Because it's your natural nail.
Right. Because it's like a pale pink.
Yeah. So I kind of always want to do... Do you have hiccups right now?
I always get like a random rogue one. No,
that's... We don't talk about that enough.
No, that's...
You know when you're like, not a burp, not a full hiccup, just a hiccup that got away?
I get like two and then it goes away. I feel like it's all like a digestive situation.
I also wrote down dead face look. I was talking about when you go and take photos, there's like all these like model-y looks you could do. Back to my delusion. Yeah. Like I'm like, how do these models do it? I could do it. There's this look where your mouth is slightly open.
Okay.
Which is like sexy. Like you're basically like...
Yeah. Like every NYC influencer only has their two front teeth showing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
But it's a real thin line between looking like you're drooling.
Yeah.
And looking so insanely hot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever pose with your mouth open?
I definitely have. And I will say every time I see a photo of me with my mouth open, I think, shut your fucking mouth. Which is a sentence I think more than just in those moments. I'd say I wake up thinking that.
What's your go-to face pose in photos?
Okay, funny because there's so many TikToks that I've watched on like...
What to do with your eyes.
What words to say. And
those are conspiracy theories.
Most recently, I've been seeing people say apple. Also, let's just talk about an ick in general is like men posing. That was another thing I wanted to say about Travis Kelce. I saw a video of him posing on a red carpet and I didn't like it. And yeah. I think that men should just stop posing. So that's another thing I'd like.
Just let them walk. Just keep walking. We'll take a photo while you walk.
Or just turn and stand. Don't give me different angles of anything.
When he's
like one hand
angle.
In the pocket, one stop posing.
I think it's out of fear that he's becoming too powerful with Taylor Swift behind him. And bad things happen when men get too much power.
Yeah.
Like wars.
Yeah, like I feel like he's getting too much attention. And he thinks it's like him.
And when women get too much attention.
But I'm sure he's a really nice guy.
Like, honestly, he's probably incredible.
We love him.
But. We love him, but he's the problem. I do think when women get a lot of attention in the media, they eventually get broken down.
Right.
Where men, they're kind of like, you're great forever.
Right. Like, nobody's really deep dove into all of his exes and
think
did, like,
about
a
when
timeline.
A famous guy starts dating a girl, they immediately like go into like everything she does and why it's like weird and get weird paparazzi
of her. Style. Oh my god, she like when Sophia Richie was started dating her now husband, they're like she changed her style and she changed this and she did that and it's like,
well, also dating an athlete, like you have to like the first game is fun.
You have to read them things. You have to read a lot of instructions to them.
The second game, you're like, okay, they throw the ball, they run, they got it. Third game, you're like, oh, we're doing it again.
Yeah. Oh, okay, this doesn't
Fourth
stop.
Game, you're like, sometimes you lose, sometimes you're annoying with it.
I really couldn't ever date an athlete because I actually wouldn't know what to say after they lost. I would be like, well, everyone had fun, you know? Let's get a popsicle.
No, you'd get so into it, you'd be like, what the fuck was that out there? You'd be like an angry coach. You'd be like, you train all those hours.
I don't know if I would because I am very competitive, but I'm not competitive for other people's shit.
You're empathetic with it.
I don't think so.
Like, Craig goes on Watch Happens Live. You tore him a new asshole.
Yeah.
That's his sport. Craig going on Watch Happens Live. That was his sport. He
okay,
performed
got it.
And you
got
tore
it.
Him apart.
I was like, back into the locker room. You have tape to watch.
We have to talk. I'm disappointed.
I'm not mad. Best,
not mad.
Not mad.
Just upset.
You've got more in you, and we're not seeing it out there.
But Craig is actually getting, like, people are calling him the best housewife on Bravo. Have you seen this meme going around?
No.
People are calling him the best housewife on Bravo. They're just saying that people are now respecting the effort he's putting into shows as a straight man.
No, he can't. I literally can't.
Don't show him. It'll go to his head.
Oh, I'm not going to show him that meme at all. You couldn't be me. That meme is none of my business. Actually, don't even send it to me.
You wrote showerhead.
I got a new showerhead, and it's changed my whole life. Because I keep getting all these TikToks of like, that's what's wrong with your skin and nails. And
is it canopy?
Yes.
And I saw the TikToks too, where they're like, my whole life is ruined, and I don't know why. And they go, but now I fix the water in my shower.
No, I really feel like it's like a game.
Your skin does look amazing.
Don't you feel, it's not a placebo. Like, don't you feel like my skin does look a little different?
How much makeup are you wearing?
Not a lot, but like I'm wearing it.
No, your skin, you look good.
Thank you.
Was it hard to put up?
Not at all. You literally take it out of the box, pop one thing off, and then the hardest part is taking your existing shower head off.
Yeah.
And they have nothing to do with that.
You're fully a contractor.
No, I love doing contractor stuff, like in my own apartment.
Really?
Yeah, like if you want me to hang something, done. I'll hang it. Like I'll level shit. I have a freaking...
You are HGTV.
No, I literally am. I have a bolt cutter, like at my apartment. I had a bolt cut something one time.
What?
Remember when I had to bolt cut the lock?
Yeah, and you also were like, and if someone breaks in.
I love my bolt cutter. I've been waiting to use it on anything
else.
Well,
I've had my, I couldn't get a frame because they were all the frames were too expensive. People reached out. They
said, if you need me to hang it, I'll come over.
They said go to, they gave me options. Like there's cheap places to get it. And it's just been sitting there. I haven't hung anything.
I'll come over. Literally.
I was like, do I have to message like a man?
No, I have a pink toolbox. It's adorable. I've hung so many things. I've rearranged my whole apartment before, like on my own.
Do you watch HGTV?
Sometimes. Actually, I watch this show on Hulu. It's called House of Ally.
Oh.
And she's
an— You like her vibes?
I love her vibe. She's actually lives in Canada, but she's an interior designer, but she starts like from inception. So like there's contracting happening and like in a former life, I feel like I was an interior designer.
A pimple popper and interior designer.
Yeah, I did it all.
I feel like you know you're becoming an adult when your, like, calm show to put on is HGTV.
No, it literally.
Because I used to watch Beat Bobby Flay when I was on the road because it's just cable. You don't have Netflix. I mean, I could use my computer, but it's fun to watch TV.
Yeah, it is.
So lately I've been going to HGTV and I'm getting in fucking vested. I'm like a green tile.
You're like, in what world is that the backsplash?
Excuse me. I go, what carpet did you think was going to look good with that couch?
And I never thought I was going to be one of these people because I was like, my mom would always watch it. And I'm like, this is so boring.
My mom and loves like, HGTV.
Let's get to the next house. I'm done with this one.
I go, we know we're not choosing this house.
Enough B-roll. Let's go to the next scene.
The way that I cannot wait for the reveal. Also, like, Des will be like hanging around and I'll have it on. And within 10 minutes, we're both fucking hooked. And we'll be talking about something. He's like, oh, I didn't see how the barn would do well with, okay.
There's a few things I know I love and I know I hate. I hate barn doors on anything. I hate it. Get them off. I don't like that.
I'm very into like Scandinavian style.
Interesting. I haven't come across
like I that like really hasn't come across simple. My dad.
A Scandinavian style?
It's like light oak and just like simple.
Okay. It's like and Kim then, Kardashian, like no furniture vibe.
I want a ton of vintage furniture. Okay. Like crazy vintage wild. But I love how some of these people like they just look like these normal families mm-hmm. and then they know how to build a whole fucking house.
Yeah.
When it looks like a girl that like I would just like see at Walmart.
Right.
And I'm like
the designers.
Yeah, the design like they're such normal yeah. people. Like they
and
don't
how
look
they
like,
have like such good ideas for stuff.
They're all like geniuses, but they really I guess that's why I like HGTV because it's not like people who have like
they're lying about the timeline though, for sure.
They're lying about the timeline and they do lie about like money, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm like, you didn't get that for that, please.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
It's very fun. I love a reveal. There was this reveal going around on Instagram though. Where, you know, whenever they show the house, you get the anxiety. You're like, how are the people going to respond?
And the lady hated it.
The lady go, what the fuck?
Wait, I've seen the video and I love
and the
it.
The husband's dying laughing.
She's like, you're going to have to change
and
all of this.
And she's like, you could tell that the woman was like, this is the finale scene.
That
so
would be
let's wrap it up. Where the woman was like, okay, we're going to have to take that down. That's fucking Looney Tunes that you would put that there.
That would be a great prank to do on someone.
Yeah.
Like just... Be like, do the whole inside of like some room and then like show them.
And be like, we put $200,000 in this. Well, I was talking to Claudia on the uh-huh. toast about this, how remember Ty Pennington, Zaddy.
Okay, can I tell you, I was just recently talking about Ty Pennington.
Why were you talking about Ty Pennington?
Because Craig now goes to like all these home shows across the country.
Is he like the face of it?
His biggest competition, Ty Pennington. I go, wait. Do we have beef? He was like, no, but he goes to like a lot of home shows. And like,
oh, so he sees him at the home shows and he's like, what's up, Ty? I feel like
in my head, there was a skit happening of like at a home show and it's just like two guys like walking past each other and then they like brush shoulders.
He's just like, holding a, what is it called? You're the
hot glue gun? Yeah. Craig's got like a shears and a ribbon. She's like, what's up?
Interesting to see you, Ty. How you doing, Ty?
Funny to see you in Dayton, Ohio. Didn't I think you like worked the circuit.
Ty is like, what's up, new kid on the block? What's up?
Johnny come lately? South? That's cute.
But apparently Ty was doing some crazy shit where he'd like find these people and gave them these like $1 million houses with all the bells and whistles.
And then they couldn't afford it.
And then their tax bill was through the roof. The air conditioning screwed the roof. Screw it. Had to pay for the hot tub. That's crazy. No. And then they would all just like be in more trouble than they started. Right. And Ty Pennington was like living his best life.
I will say, every time I hear the name Ty Pennington, I do think of Paddington, but that's my own thing.
It's your Jimmy Buffett, Warren Buffett saga. I thought we were talking about the bear the whole time.
What a great way to end the show. A full circle moment. I love it. Ty Pennington and Paddington the bear are my Jimmy and Warren Buffett.
What'd you say about the ballet? I almost said ballet.
The ballet was this weekend, and...
Was it?
Yeah. I don't know what it was, but I saw a bunch of people on Instagram going to the ballet.
Is there just like one ballet?
It was really just Sarah Cole with Jessica Parker. That's literally the
only. She looked amazing.
She looked so cool. And I just feel like we need to get into
the ballet scene.
Yeah.
Whose dick do you have to suck to get invited to the ballet?
I don't know, but I feel like.
I know for a fact, after doing my whole rant about ballet flats, I feel like I'm not going to get invited.
I just think that it's like a scene I want to look into. Like, I want to go to whatever that gala was.
It is interesting who gets invited to certain galas. And part of me is, like, impressed that people are going to galas.
Wait, like, should we be, like, galaing more?
I feel like galaing's exhausting.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's for charity.
Right, a
lot of
them.
That's different.
Right. I just want to go and, like, wear a dress.
The money adds up. How many charities can you go to?
And, like, does the ballet need it? You know?
You don't support women in the arts.
No, I do.
But you're like, of all the charities, is ballet the charity that you're going to risk it all
gonna
for?
That I'm going to put my name on? I'm going to risk it all for some men in tights? I don't know.
Maybe. Do you think you could have been a ballerina?
You want to know what? I actually think I could have. But I'm going to say something about my parents. They were great and all. But I was allowed to quit anything I didn't want to do. Like, I was like, fuck it, I'm not going. Them. And they're like, yeah, you're not that good. So I feel like that's why I quit, like, dancing and stuff and, like, gymnastics. Because I was just like, this is stupid. You know?
I do have to say, people have to normalize quitting more. Because I do think one thing that I envy about you is you are really
my ability to just quit everything.
She's a quitter. You come from a long line of quitters. She's holding strong.
I'll quit anything. Don't tempt me.
No, but you, like, in your heart of hearts, know when something's not meant for you.
Yeah.
Where I was raised, where it's like, you do the best you can, and we believe that you could be the best at anything you put your mind to.
Yeah.
And, like, it was kind of cloudy of, like, when I should quit things, because a lot of things were miserable. But I was
raised,
like,
to just walk away. Just leave it.
You know what? My brother was actually pretty good at quitting.
Yeah, like, if something's not for you, I'm not coming.
Because my parents were fine with my brother quitting because they're like, well, we're focusing on Hannah's, like, insane tennis schedule. So, like, you don't have to play baseball. No
one cares. We forgot you were even in the home.
And he's honestly mentally healthier for that because he knows exactly what he wants.
Right.
And you also learned that just because you quit something, life isn't over. Where in my head, I'd be like, if I quit, I'm a loser. I'm not successful. When realistically, the universe was like, stop.
Yeah.
You don't want to do this anymore.
And that's how I feel about ballet. So I will be going to the gala next year.
But also, if you like it, it's you can quit something and still enjoy it. Like I still enjoy tennis from afar.
Right.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like. So you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I'm a coffee drinker now. it was a side of me that I didn't love. Like, I would act like I was better than people because I wasn't addicted to coffee.
Yes.
But then I was just tired all day. So it's like, pick your poison.
Right.
So then lately I've been like awake during the day and I'm like, oh, those coffee drinkers, honestly, I see where they're coming from.
Was the chai giving you energy though?
Not enough.
Like, does it have...
It has some, but you're not fucking wired.
Right.
But I was scared of being wired. And let's be honest, a strong coffee could really derail your day.
No, I literally have to go home and throw up, I feel like.
Yeah. No, like, you know when you get the spins?
No, I literally have them. And this light is fucking killing me. Like, I feel like I...
You started with a migraine.
I feel like I can see myself blinking. Like, I...
The light is so loud right now.
No, it's acting up.
So are you coloring on your iPad?
I've turned into a full grandma. Do you have an iPad? No, we always talk about this and you like are so against them.
I'm not against them. I just feel like how many screens do I need? Also like...
Okay, well, I bought the pen that goes with the iPad and it's changed everything that I know.
An accessory queen.
No, I literally downloaded 2 coloring apps and I do it every single night.
Like therapeutic coloring?
It's so fucking therapeutic. It's color by numbers. And you're just tapping away and you're coloring. No.
Wait, so you're reliving your youth?
It's so nice.
Do you ever get the color wrong and you're like, fuck?
No, it won't let you put it in if it's wrong.
Like, oh, so it's for dummies.
literally
cannot fuck it up. Wait, does Craig do it? Because that would be really funny if you color together at night. You're just like working through our demons.
No, but the sentence has been screamed. What? I'm coloring right now.
You have to say, no one's ever been like, I think I should start coloring and been in a good place. I've been like, you know.
I'm literally this close from exploding. And I'm like, it's time for me to color, okay? I'm going to just like, sit here and
I
color.
Feel like it's coloring time. You're in the middle of a fight and he goes, oh, coloring time. You're never, it's like becoming a yoga teacher. Never in a good place.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that it's been helping. Maybe you calm your mind down. It's like meditative.
I should just pull the trigger and like go on Zoloft, but I just...
Do you have any favorite colors?
No, it's not favorite colors. It's more like what pictures I gravitate towards.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of flowers and a lot of home interiors.
Oh, my God. Are there any cats?
No, I haven't gotten to animals.
Okay, well, keep us posted. Honestly, I feel like you and Travis Kelce would get along. I feel like he likes...
So if anyone's stressed out, just download a coloring app.
To wrap this episode up,
mm-hmm.
I'm back because I've been on tour, but now I've been back in town. So what do you think she's doing? She's watching content.
Oh.
And I've been behind with like
yes.
stuff.
Oh my God. Oh, you did Everyone watch Supermodel.
Everyone has
good.
To watch Beckham.
Yeah.
On Netflix. I texted you during it.
I watched it.
What did you think?
Because you texted me. I didn't finish it. I loved it. I love her. I just love her.
Because we were kind of young during that time.
Yeah.
I don't think – we always knew David Beckham as, like, kind of older, but he's with Posh Spice.
I have no idea who this lady was that he, like, allegedly had an affair with. I, like, never even heard that.
Yeah, neither did I. They kept it real low-key. She apparently got $1 million for going to the press and saying they had an affair. And that's why they, like, didn't even say her name on it. And it was real quick. But also, like, it – yeah, I mean, he's an athlete.
Right.
But that man – Mm-hmm. Not really my type, honestly, like a little too pretty.
Mm.
Was so beautiful, it was blinding.
So good looking.
I actually like couldn't, at one point I was like distracted. I'm like,
yeah.
Why does he look that good?
Them together is just like, what?
Well, once she got on, that's when I started texting you because like, you were just reminding me of her so much.
Yeah.
Like,
wow,
with her,
thank you so much.
No, but with her short black hair
yeah.
and her energy where it's like she's confident, but she's not like trying too hard and she's like kind of pissed off, but like not
I
really.
I loved when she was like, we're working class. We're like, we're working people. And he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I love it. She was like, what?
She goes, yeah, my dad drove a Rolls Royce sometimes.
Like, it wasn't every day, David. God.
It was in the parking lot. We didn't like drive it all the time. She was reminding me of you. And then their couple's aesthetic, because I'm obsessed with the 90s right now, was next level. Like, they didn't have to serve as hard as they did. And then it got me thinking, I feel like the Kardashians, Kim, hi, Kim, we love you. I feel like all the stuff that they do with relationships is almost inspired by, like, the insane press that David Beckham and Posh Spice got. Like, they were royalty.
Interesting.
So, like, when people go out and be seen, I feel like they were inspired by that. I also could be making that up, but I feel like they made it couples.
David and Victoria, like, I get what you mean. Like,
it's
kind of the same, like, the 90s supermodels. Like, they made supermodels
exactly.
cool. Like, they made being, like, a famous couple really cool.
Yeah. And obviously, there's so much, like, stress that goes into it. But I enjoyed that so much. That man was too good looking.
If my mom was in the Spice Girls, you literally wouldn't be able to tell me anything.
No.
Like, I wouldn't listen to anyone.
No. So what's your excuse?
I wouldn't even listen to her.
Also, oh my God, there's a documentary called Twin Flames out. There's going to be a thing on it, Netflix coming up, but there's one, I believe, on Amazon Prime. Mm. It's a cult.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's crazy. And I'm not going to give it fully away, but it's basically this, like, guy who, it's always the same, a guy who's like, I want to be an entrepreneur. Then he, like, kind of starts acting weird and studying, like, philosophies and stuff like that. He moves to Hawaii, meets some girl, and he decides he wants to be, like, a life coach. I'm done with these life coaches.
Wait, I was just going to say.
I'm done.
When are you qualified to be a life coach?
So he basically, people become life coaches, and then they immediately start training other people on how to be life coaches. And it becomes like a multi-level marketing life coach scheme. And then people in their hardest times freak out, Google something online, and spend $600 for a course on life coaching from someone who's...
I just don't get that. Like, if I were to get a life coach, they'd have to be way more successful than me.
1,000%. It's like, why would I get a basketball coach who, like, never played basketball before?
Right.
So life coaching, it's very sketchy, a mm-hmm. lot of it. I mean, I would even argue some huge life coaches are very scammy.
Yeah.
Where it's just, like, they're good at marketing and, like, taking advantage of people during hard times. So that's my hot take. I mean, I love them.
Right.
They're incredible. Do so much, but taking your money. Because there's no, if there was a book that would explain happiness, we'd all be happy.
Right.
You just have to read the book. It's not that easy. And, I mean, for people like Glenn Doyle, mm-hmm. is that her name?
Yeah. Glennon.
Glennon Doyle. She went through really hard times and overcame that, and I respect that in telling that story.
She's, what is that name of that book that everyone reads?
Untamed.
I always pretend I'm reading that book.
I have it next to my bedroom.
If anyone asks, what book are you reading? I just say that.
If I wish it could just, the book could just, like, seep in me, because yeah. I cannot get myself to read.
Can't get through it.
There's also something called Atomic Habits. I have that book too. Can't open it.
No. I have Matthew McConaughey's book. Never seen it. Literally got it, put it in a spot, never looked at
How
it again.
How do you get Atomic Habits if you do not have the habit of reading?
Can't read.
It's actually a marketing, multi-level marketing scheme. Yeah. To read, you have to know how to read. And you can't, anyway.
They're all reading.
That was a reach. But, so anyway, he's like, okay, I'm going to become a life coach. This is a 22-year-old kid who, like, failed at it, whatever. And he starts coaching people. And then he meets this girl and she teaches him about the concept of twin flames. They fall in love and they decide they want to teach people about how to find their twin flame. Mm. So it starts as a small Facebook group. And they basically convince these two women who are in marriages but secretly in love with each other, who went to them, like, what do we do? And they were like, be with each other. You should be with each other.
Okay.
And they end up, like, coming out to their families, get married. They're a success story. So they have one success story. Then they get all these lonely people online and they basically start telling them, like, we can help you find your twin flame. We're connected to God. We know who your twin flame is. So all these people are coming in being like, this guy dumped me, but, like, I really, really like him and I can't get him off my mind. You know, like, that mm-hmm. post-breakup where you're, like, mm-hmm. still, like, addicted to them? So they keep just going, oh, that's your twin flame. You have to keep messaging him. So these people are, like, getting restraining orders against them. They're getting arrested. They're, like, getting blocked. And they're like, hey, he blocked me. And they were like, he's your twin flame and he doesn't know it. And you cannot respect his boundaries. You have to show him that you're his twin flame. So they're basically just getting all these people, like, and all these people are going, because you know when all your friends are sick of you talking about
Nothing's
this person?
Nothing's more dangerous than a bunch of girls who like a guy and he won't text them back. No one is more dangerous than that woman in that moment.
And all the time I was like, these people must have not had friends, because, like, thank God I have friends that are like, stop.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I've let you talk about it enough. We're done with him. You're done with him. Yeah. I'm done. I love doing that to people where I'm like,
yeah.
I'm over it. I don't know if you're, I'm over it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I have to move on.
Or how many crazy text messages that your friends have just been like,
Nope. Delete it.
Do not send that.
Do not send that. So these people literally, you want someone to enable you and be like, he's actually your true love. So they keep going on these like online platforms and they're like, yeah, he's your twin flame. He's your twin flame. No one's getting in relationships.
Yeah.
So then they start realizing, fuck, we have to do something. So they start trying to hook people up within the group.
Okay.
And being like, actually, Jennifer's your twin flame. And Jennifer's like, that guy's not my twin flame. Mm-hmm. And then they start doing really crazy shit. I don't want to give it away. This, it gets like crazy.
I mean, you basically just told us the whole documentary. Now it gets to the end and you won't tell us.
So they start telling people, you're actually a man. And you're her twin flame.
And I've drawn the line.
So that's where it gets really fucked up because people are like, I'm actually not a man. And they're like, that's something a man would say. And they gaslight
like,
the fuck
up. Giggly Squad, honestly. We're like, Sounds like you are a fucking hater.
But then people, the guy's like, you're jealous of me because I'm a man. And the girl's like, no, I'm not. And he's like, yep, that's man stuff that you're doing. Your name is Dan now. And the girl's like, my name's not Dan.
No.
So they got someone to transition. And then they're like, and now you're dating her so that they could keep everyone in the group. And also, like, then they try to tell the two lesbians that one of them's a guy. And it's like, what the fuck? It used to be this, like, really, like, LGBT-friendly circle. And now they're just, like, making people transition.
Now it's just a cult.
So it's a cult.
Okay.
So that's basically that. And Supermodels out also, I think Apple TV.
Was it good?
Haven't watched it.
Okay.
But I think we should.
I was going to start it.
Also, my dad was, you know, watching TV as dads do. My dad loves a good TV show.
Yeah.
My dad, like, loved Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Loves the drama.
He loves
the
tea. He'll get into it.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think it from looking at him, but he'll be like, Teresa was wild last week. And I'm like, I know. He started watching The Golden Bachelor.
Does he love it?
Cannot stop talking about it.
I feel like people are liking it.
I think it's great because it's not all these like hot people that want to be famous. And
can we just say the guy's like
Zaddy.
Hot? Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Craig is shaking.
Did you see the one lady that fell asleep during the rose ceremony? I love it.
A relatable queen. The woman who was like, hey, I'm not standing for 3 hours during a rose ceremony. I have arthritis. She was like, my left leg has given out. I have 4 more years.
Literally me, anytime someone says you have to go to the gym, I'm like, I can't.
So they're being amazing. And also it's giving that like OG reality TV energy where people like actually want to find love.
And they're just like, what's going on? Like, we don't even, like, also I feel like you hit a certain age and like I feel like the women have all hit that age where like, okay, there's a camera. I don't give a fuck.
They don't give
Put
a fuck.
It out there. Like, this is who I am.
So I think Golden Bachelor is like a genius idea.
Yeah.
It's this man who's, I think he has a hearing aid, which is like so fucking cute.
So cute.
And he's trying to find love. Lastly, there's this mom influencer drama.
I'm so obsessed with the mom influencer drama because before this mom got arrested, I was deep in a hole randomly on TikTok learning all about this family. So when she got arrested in like real time, I was already like in this web.
Also, 8 passengers sounds weird.
100%. She's a Mormon mom influencer who has 6 kids and they had like a big YouTube channel. They had like 2.3 million followers.
Wow.
They were making a ton of money from their YouTube channel. They did it for years. Like, I want to say like 10 years.
And she talks about her parenting style being like tough.
Her parenting style, yes, tough and like tough love. And her son most recently like left the house, went to a neighbor's house, had duct tape on his like ankles, was asking for food and water. She got arrested. She got separated. And now everyone thinks she's a lesbian. And she's been living with this like lady who
is a weird therapist.
Who did it to her niece. And the niece, yes, like, did, the there niece was a documentary.
Yes.
I just watched it.
Yes, I watched it.
So crazy. What's her name? Ruby Frankie.
Ruby Frankie.
Yeah. So nuts.
Sometimes what I've learned from this life, people hide in plain sight. They,
I mean,
like, tell you who they are.
People were resurfacing, like, all her videos from years, and there were things that, like, she didn't let her son have a bed for 7 months.
Yeah.
She wouldn't, like, feed her children breakfast. And, like, she had, like, little kids. Like, there was, like, a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old, and she made them sit on the couch, and she was like, I'm gonna go take a nap for an hour. Like, don't get up. Don't move.
Yeah.
And the one, like, got hungry and, like, went to the refrigerator and, like, spilled something. And she like freaked. Like, could you imagine your mom being like, even now, my mom's like, I'm gonna go lay down. I'm like, what if I need you? Go to lay down.
I go, what if I need to call you?
I'm like, answer your phone.
What if I don't know what I want to eat? What if I lost my birth control and my passport and my birth certificate.
I just like feel like I need, if I had one day with that mom,
I also,
I'd be like, this is what a real mom looks like.
I hope those kids sue her for all the money she's made from.
Her oldest daughter has been like posting about it.
Yeah. Ugh, honestly, momfluencing, moms, being a mom is hard enough. Like,
right.
We know. Two moms. Honestly, thank you for gigging with us. We really hit everything. Back me and you in the studio. No boys except Chris, who's safe. Who's a feminist icon. Chris, do you want to say anything to the gigglers to say goodbye? Do you want to say thanks for giggling with us?
Thanks for giggling with us.
Now, yay! Bye, guys.